This week in the Missouri Senate, we review how the second half of the 2019 legislative session begins.
Senate Bill 19.
The week began with time spent on Senate Bill 19.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Sponsor, Senator Doug Liebla of Poplar Bluff, says the measure seeks to create penalty enhancements for certain crimes against emergency service providers.
Senate Bill 19 will ensure those convicted of such crimes will serve their full sentence.
Senate Bill 19 has been set aside for future discussion.
Senate Bill 264.
Also Monday, time was spent on Senate Bill 264. Senator Scott Sifton of Afton talked with the sponsor about her proposal, legislation that would transfer the Missouri Arts Council from the Missouri Department of Economic Development to the Lieutenant Governor's office.
The state of Missouri is moving some things out of economic development and into other departments.
Senate Bill 264 receives Missouri Senate approval and now moves to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 65...
On Wednesday afternoon, more than 2 hours was taken for Senate Bill 65, which would modify provisions regarding punitive damages. Senator Bill White of Joplin is the sponsor.
This bill is in response to a judicial weakening of the existing standard.
During floor discussion, Senator Sifton expressed his doubts about the future of this proposal.
This is one of those bills that I don't see a path for perfection for today.
Senate Bill 65 has been held over for future consideration.
I'd like to call this Senate Health and Pensions
Committee. The Missouri Senate Health and Pensions Committee hears testimony on Senate Bill 263. Sponsor, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur, says her proposal would provide for postpartum depression screening and treatment for certain mothers.
And that's drawing attention to the fact that this is such a big problem for both the woman and her family.
During panel discussion, committee chair, Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis, spoke of the merits of the bill.
Postpartum hemorrhage, postpartum fever. I kind of think of postpartum depression in the same light.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 263.
I think we knew what we were getting into.
I know that we're all here to work.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says there's a different atmosphere on the Missouri Senate floor this year.
The level of civility on the floor is higher this year than it has been in years past, I think.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says she agrees.
The way things are going now gives a new voice to this chamber.
Session will resume Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.